Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As Ramadan is coming to an end, everyone is thinking and asking about Eid al-Fitr prayers. So inshallah al-Aziz, I'll go through the fiqh and the validity of Eid prayer in our homes so we all have a better understanding. Eid prayer is one of the greatest symbols of Islam. It is a gathering of men, women, young and old and children where they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it instills unity and love in the community. In the Hanafi school of law, they consider Eid to be necessary, to be wajib. Whereas in other schools of law, like the Maliki Madhab and the Shafi'i Madhab, they consider Eid to be sunnah, a nafli ibadah, a recommended form of worship. So for the Hanafis, Eid Salah isn't just any ordinary nafl prayer, because the format and the content of Eid is very distinct and different from normal Salah. In Eid, you have to pray this after the morning, after the sunrise, and it can be prayed up until and just before noon, midday. And in Eid Salah, there's also the khutbah, which is performed after the prayers rather than before the prayers, which is on Jum'ah. Eid al-Fitr also includes an additional 6 takbirs as well, which you don't find in normal Salah. So therefore, according to the Hanafi school of law, Eid is wajib, necessary, and it is congregational public prayer that must meet the same conditions as Friday prayer in order for it to be valid. And Eid Salah is only valid in a settled town, so not in a village. And for Eid Salah, there needs to be open access for everyone to come and participate without restrictions, men and women and children. And there also needs to be an official permission from the Sultan, from the leaders, because this is relating to public order and also to public safety as well. And the absolute bare minimum for people to participate in Eid is 4 adult, sane, mature male Muslims. So due to these conditions and thresholds, the Hanafis do not permit Eid prayer to be performed at home. And a person who is not able to fulfill the conditions of Eid al-Fitr is instead recommended to pray 2 or 4 rak'ahs of nafl of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reasoning and the evidence behind this in the Hanafi school of law is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encouraged men and women and children, both young and old, to all come out and to participate in the Eid prayers. Had the option and the possibility been there to pray Eid at home, then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not have encouraged them to attend the public performance of Eid, but rather he would have asked them to pray within their home. So this is the reasoning. So this is why Hanafis say it has to be done in a public sphere. Whereas if you look at the Shafi'i Mazhab and the Maliki Mazhab in the school of law, they consider Eid to be an optional nafl prayer. So they follow the general principles of Salah, of nafl, rather than follow the more stricter conditions of Jum'ah and also of Eid al-Fitr. As such, they do not require a congregation, they do not require publicity or accessibility or for there to be public order or permission in order for Eid prayer to be valid and for there to be prayed. Even for the Hanbali school of law, the Eid prayer is a communal obligation, so it is farzi kifaya in the Hanbalis. And they also have a similar conditions for Jum'ah, for Eid al-Fitr, and they also require 40 local men to attend Eid al-Fitr for it to be valid. So in summary, for those Muslims who continue to adhere to the Hanafi school of law, they will not be able to perform Eid al-Fitr this year in their homes, but rather they can substitute 2 or 4 rak'ahs of nafl of shukr within their homes, either individually or pray collectively as a family, as a jama'ah within their homes. Whereas those who are Shafi'i and the Maliki and the followers of that school of law, they can continue to pray Eid al-Fitr within their homes. For Eid, it's very important to maintain the etiquettes and the festivities of Eid. The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that every nation has its day of celebration, and this is our day of celebration. Therefore, it is highly recommended for everybody to continue to honor this particular day by taking a ghusl, by taking a bath, by grooming themselves, by wearing their best clothes, by applying perfume and fragrance, and maintaining ties of family and kingship online over the phone. phone, and making sure that you stay in contact with each other. And also make sure that before Eid al-Fitr, you pray your Zakat al-Fitr, your Fitrana as well in charity, otherwise your Ramadan will be in suspension. And families should also make the extra effort to make this day a special day and memorable day for children by partaking in extra Eid activities. Also, we should remember and remind ourselves that as Ramadan ends and goes towards the end, we still need to maintain our obedience and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make a conscious effort to continue with the good work that we started in Ramadan outside the month of Ramadan, and continue with the recitation and the reflection, the fikr and the dhikr of the Quran, continue in our charity, in our supplications and dua and tawbah and istighfar, and continue with regular fasting as well. Then Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala encourage people to follow the month of Ramadan with additional fasts of Eid, of Shawwal, which were the fasts of Shawwal, the sixth fast of Shawwal, which is the equivalent to the fasting of the entire year. Also, we can fast on Mondays and Thursdays in the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. So I would like to wish you and all of your family members a blessed Eid, a blessed month of Ramadan, and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the best in the dunya and also grants us the best in the hereafter, and enables us all to remain steadfast on the path of Islam and follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.